Seth, good morning, and thank you for coming to the phone this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. And there's one important detail. It's not like Liberty and Prosperity is also in the lawsuit. The only reason there is a lawsuit is because of Liberty and Prosperity, our organization, because there's a law or a rule that if you think a law is unconstitutional, you have to file your lawsuit within 45 days of the day that legislation goes into effect. So we filed our lawsuit back in 2016, back in the July of that year, and so we had standing to bring that lawsuit. The county did not get involved, and the other six mayors or other towns did not get involved until a year later, after they got double-crossed by Chris Christie, because Chris Christie had promised them 13.5% of the pie, and then they ended up only delivering 10.4%, and basically screwed the county and the suburban towns out of about $4 or $5 million. Now, had they brought their lawsuit by themselves then, the judge would have tossed them out of court because they were like a year late in bringing their lawsuit. So so we were an important part of this. And we sued because, the law is really blatantly against the Constitution of New Jersey.
Seth, I got to ask you, before we take a call from the audience here, you mentioned nobody knows how to really assess these casinos. Is that right? Nobody knows what they're really worth?
Well, the thing is, we know exactly how to assess them now, because the method of assessment went up to the Supreme Court of New Jersey, and they said, this is how you assess the casinos. And really, everything had been stabilized, and if the state politicians had just left things alone, we would have a very predictable way to make sure the casinos paid their fair share. But now we have this crazy formula that fixes everything at $130 million, basically for the next 8 years. And that's instead of finding out what the casinos are really worth by applying the method that was decided by our New Jersey Supreme Court. Now, where did this $130 million figure come from? As you know, Vince Mazzeo and Steve in the Assembly and Steve Sweeney in the State Senate just picked this formula out of thin air. And where did it come from? It came from the casinos themselves, basically said, this is how much we feel like paying. And it, when you go by who the lobbyist was who actually put this on Vince Mazzeo's desk, they were lobbyists called Optimist Partners, and there are two partners. One partner is Phil Norcross, the brother of George Norcross, the Democratic power broker, and the other partner is a guy called Jeff Michaels, who is a boyhood friend of Governor Chris Christie, or former Governor Chris Christie. In fact, Jeff Michaels is the brother of the guy called Chip Michaels, who was involved in blocking the traffic on the George Washington Bridge. So you cannot make this stuff up. Atlantic City itself said, well, we have to get our full value of taxes from the casinos. And one of the reasons that they're not doing that is because the city has been taken over by the state. For 25 years, the casinos were grossly over-assessed. And those of us who are old enough to remember know exactly why. Because in the early days of casinos, when Resorts Casino, the first casino, was making buckets and buckets of money, and nobody in the country was making the kind of money that Resorts International Casino was making, every casino company in the country came to Atlantic City and wanted to get open as quickly as possible. You had Bally and Caesars, for example, that were rushing to get their construction done, and anybody who remembers those days knows they were building those casinos so fast, they were building the casinos faster than they had the plans to build them. So they would build whole floors of the casino in a hurry, and then the plans would come in. They'd have to tear down those floors and put new stuff in, and it cost a fortune. So they were spending maybe two or three times on constructions more than the building was actually worth. And I'm sure there's almost like a folklore. I never knew if this was true or not, but the folklore of Atlantic City is that Ferriazzi Concrete, they had to build a foundation, and they said they put so much concrete into the foundation of Bally's that you could build the Empire State Building on top of that, because when they built the foundation, nobody knew what were they would build on top, and that cost a fortune. The bottom line is casinos were assessed at two or three times more than they were worth, and they were paying 80% of the city taxes
yes.
for the next 25 years. And so with all that extra money, suddenly we doubled the salaries of our teachers, doubled the salaries of the police and fire. We went crazy, and that's why we had the financial problem that we had.
And have today.
When the party came to an end in 2007, the casinos finally started appealing. Now, when these casinos appealed at the beginning, they kept losing their appeals because the judge would say, well, look, this is how much it paid for the building to build it. How can you say it's not worth that value anymore? But finally, 2008, 2009, the courts started putting the casinos down to where they were really worth, and Atlantic City never cut the spending to match the fact the bonanza was over. That's what caused the problem. Even though we made all of our arguments in front of Judge Mendez in November, he did not make a decision. Here it's 5 months later. He did not rule on the case. And why didn't he rule on the case? Judge Mendez told us over and over again he was very concerned about the consequences. He said, suppose I declare this law to be unconstitutional. What would be the effect on the ordinary taxpayer? How much are the casinos worth? And the honest answer is that nobody has any idea what the casinos are really worth anymore because the Atlantic City assessor stopped checking out the values of the casino 2 years ago. And the judge was extremely reluctant to make a decision knocking out a method to tax the casinos when nobody knows how much they would be worth if you use the traditional old-fashioned what's the value of the building. And because the judge was obviously not making a decision, he got us all into a room on last Friday and basically said, make a settlement. So this is the best settlement that the county could get. But from the Atlantic City's point of view, it's really troubling. And the reason is, the new law freezes the casino tax of all the casinos put together at $130 million. So now you're going to have two brand new casinos coming online, and we're not going to get a nickel more of tax money because of those two casinos coming online. Because the pilot law says it's $130 million is paid by the casinos, whether you have one casino, two casinos, six casinos, or 10 casinos. Now, eventually, if the gross of all the casinos goes up to a certain level, there's a little bit of an increase, but nothing close to, in my opinion, these new casinos coming on board. And remember, when this value was picked and frozen by the law in 2016, the casinos were making a lot less money than they're making now. So it's a whole convoluted thing, but without knowing the true value of the casinos, Liberty and Prosperity, we can't go forward. We can't tell the judge whether it's a better deal or a worse deal. So that's what we're going to be talking about Saturday. The county said it's not worth it, and they're going to get the best deal they could, and God bless them, they got it. But for the long-term picture, I think it's bad news.
Now, you say the county got what they're looking for, but did the county check with the parties involved, those various mayors that were all at that meeting?
It's a good deal. It's a good deal for them because you have to remember this is a zero-sum game. Every dollar extra that the county and the towns outside of Atlantic City get is a dollar less than what Atlantic City gets. And so part of the deal is that the state is promising to give extra state aid to Atlantic City to make up for what Atlantic City is losing by giving a bigger share of a smaller pie to the other, to the county. So it's a convoluted mess. And it really shouldn't be that way. I guess that's the point of liberty and prosperity. We believe in liberty, which is where you have simple rules and everybody follows the same rule. Now you have a total mess that's so complicated, accountants and lawyers can't figure it out. And we have this food fight where one group of taxpayers is fighting over who gets a bigger slice of a small pie. We remember in the early days of Atlantic City that they said, oh boy, Bally's is coming online or Caesars is coming online, and the taxes would go down 20% because the new casinos would pay so much more money. But now you're going to have two new casinos come on board in just a few months, and it's not going to add a nickel to the tax rolls. In fact, like with Tropicana, when Tropicana gobbled up the Chelsea Hotel next to it, the Chelsea Hotel came off the tax rolls, and now Tropicana is not paying a nickel extra in taxes because they now have another whole hotel. So it's really we have a smaller pie, and the best we could do is fight over a bigger share of a smaller pie. The local budget law says you're not allowed to spend more than you take in. But when the Atlantic City was under state control for 7 years, Atlantic City spent $60 to $80 million more each year than it took in and put itself $400 million in debt. As a result of that, the state is giving extra aid to help pay back that debt. And basically, the state was sort of hinting that if the county and Liberty and Prosperity, if we did not agree to that settlement, they hinted that the state aid might come to an end. So we have two factors. We don't know how much the casinos are worth because the Atlantic City assessor has not determined that value in 2 years, even though she has all the tools to do it. Number two, the state is dropping these hints that the money to pay back the $400 million of debt that the state allowed the city to really illegally incur, that money might come to an end if the litigation is not settled.
I think Seth's the only one who realizes that the casinos are playing three-card money with the taxpayers. Exhibit A is Borgata, who got that humongous tax break. Well, when MGM bought half share of the Borgata, they paid over $1 billion. You notice that that MGM deal didn't go through until the pilot was approved, because if the taxpayers were aware that MGM was willing to pay over $1 billion for just half a share of Borgata, this thing would have never gone through.
Almost, if you use common sense, you know the casinos are far more valuable than they were 5 years ago. They're making record profits, they're selling for record numbers, they're pouring money to reinvest them, and I know it, and you know it, and every taxpayer knows it. However, we don't have admissible evidence that a tax assessor could use, because the casinos say, well, that was our customer list that we sold, or that's the goodwill. But unless you have an expert tax assessor, even though everybody knows the casinos have increased in value and should be paying a lot more than $130 million they're paying, without an experienced assessor or appraiser, we can't do that. And we're a volunteer group. We can't go out and collect the $30 a year dues and then hire someone capable of assessing the Borgata Casino and then testifying in court. So we're way, way out of our league, and that's why we can't continue this. We thought we would get that support, but the Chamber of Commerce supported the pilot.
Yes, a very quick one. From the other side, the other sweet deal the casinos are getting, what, if anything, can be done about the fact that they're still only paying 8% to the state of New Jersey to operate here, while every other casino in every other state is paying far, far more than that?
Well, the short answer is when that 8% tax came around, and it's still left over from 1976. By the way, the state originally, and we're going back to Governor Byrne and Steve Percy, they wanted to tax the casinos at 10%. The casino said, if you tax us more than 8%, nobody's going to build anything. And that's how they came up with the compromise, where the casinos paid that extra 1.25% into that slush fund known as the CRDA, or Casino Redevelopment Fund. But that was the world in 1976, when a 10% tax seemed to be outrageous on casinos. Yeah, it's all that different. And now the casinos are paying more with that CRDA tax. But all that money now is only going to pay back the $400 million debt that the city piled up during the past 7 years. So it's crazy. But to learn the details, libertyandprosperity.com. And in the middle of all this mess, I am running for Congress. And if anyone wants to know about that, which we didn't talk about at all, it's grossmanforcongress.com, all the details of the platform of that campaign. And that's a primary election on June 5th.